Good morning, Roger Lyons.
Good morning.
And Mike Ross, thanks for joining us by phone today.
Thank you.
Roger Lyons, let's start with you. This is clearly an incredible story of survival, but what made you want to tell this particular Holocaust survivor's story and make it into a documentary?
Well, I was assigned by my TV station in Boston to do profiles of hometown heroes, and it was suggested to me that I talk to Steve Ross and perhaps do a profile of him and his life. And having talked to him on the phone for about 2 hours, which was supposed to be a short call, it turned out to me to be a deep, in-depth life, really, that needed to be unveiled. And it came at a time in 2000 when Holocaust denial was really reaching its peak, and it really disturbed me as a Jewish person to hear that happen.
And Mike Ross, I understand your father had a stroke a few years back. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
How's he doing now?
He's all right. I mean, you know, he's certainly not the guy that we see in the movie and the guy that I remember growing up with, and this fighter, this person that, you know, founded the New England Holocaust Memorial, this person that survived 10 concentration camps over 5 years, this really booming spirit. But you see all of that in this unbelievably told story that Roger puts together. And that's such a gift now that we, you know, our dad, my sister and I, had a stroke. He's also, you know, 90. So, you know, he had a tough life. So he's definitely slowing down, but his spirit is there. And you see it also in this film.
Now, Mike, you're sort of the voice of this film as the narrator. And some Holocaust survivors are really reluctant to talk about their experiences during wartime. But your father seems like he was just the opposite. He spoke a lot about what he saw and what he experienced. What do you think drove him to be so public about that part of his life?
You know, halfway into his life, you know, mid-40s, he started to really talk about everything that happened to him. And his professional career his entire professional career was that of a psychologist, social worker in the streets of the city of Boston, working for the city of Boston. I think the combination of needing to serve as an example to the broken and troubled, you know, the broken lives of these troubled kids, to show them that, look, this is what I got through. You can too, and you can make a great life for yourself. I think something along those lines drove him to need to tell his story, and it only grew. I think once he started telling his story, like many Holocaust survivors, when they find that they do tell their story, they really tell their story, you know, and it became something of a fire hose of just real passion and hard to listen to facts about his life.
Some of the details are hard to listen to. I mean, he remembers really graphic things, and he speaks about them in, you know, auditoriums full of teenagers, you know, about hiding in an outhouse in human feces to escape a death squad. At one point, he talks about being molested as a young boy by camp guards. I mean, it has to have been difficult to hear your father talking about these things.
Yeah, it was tough. I think it was tough. I think I was, you know, I've been really proud of my father that he has been telling his story, because then you see the reaction of these young people that, you know, they could sit transfixed for 2 hours in an auditorium, silent. These are tough kids. And my father had a way of connecting with them.
Roger Lyons, one of the turning points that Stephen Ross describes in your film is when he's finally freed from the Dachau concentration camp and he meets an American soldier. Describe what happened.
Well, he'd been in the camps for 5 years, attend concentration camps, mostly hard labor camps, although he did escape from Auschwitz and some other situations where he would have been killed. But when he was walking out of Dachau as a sick kid, basically, when the liberation happened, he came upon a soldier on a tank who jumped off, gave young Steve, a little bit of his food, gave him a hug, and then gave him what he thought was a rag to wipe his face. It turned out to be an American flag. And when Steve found out what that was, he didn't certainly know it as a Polish child. When he did find out what it was, he decided that he would try to go to America to find this soldier and thank that person. It was a turning point of his life, really.
And as you said, he always wanted to find this soldier and let him know what that moment meant to him. And this is where there's sort of a dramatic turn in your film. And it actually happens in Saunderstown, Rhode Island, of all places.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be a spoiler as far as the film is concerned. But the moment where the family of the U.S. soldier finds out where Steve is and that he's alive is just the most compelling scene you can imagine. There are a lot of tissues being passed around when people are watching this film, by the way, I should warn you.
I'm speaking with Roger Lyons, director of the film Etched in Glass, The Legacy of Stephen Ross, and Mike Ross, Stephen Ross's son, also a former mayoral candidate in Boston. After he was liberated from Dachau, your dad came to the United States. He was a teenager. He was an orphan. He couldn't read or write, and he had to learn English. But he went on to earn multiple college degrees to work with, as you mentioned, at-risk youth in Boston. And he talks about how proud he is to be an American because the country told him he was a human being again. He was worth something. Roger Lyons and Mike Ross, what message do you hope this film will have for Americans today?
You know, I think the message of this film that sneaks out a bit is, I mean, what happened to my father was horrible, horrible. Yet, just a couple of things that happened in his life, a few gestures. The soldier who just decides to get off his tank, put his arms around this, you know, diseased, lice-infected, scared child who made it out of hell. And, you know, that three-minute interaction absolutely changed the trajectory of my father's life, what he wanted to do, how he did it, and did so much for him. I think what this film does is it shows what an impact we can all have on each other just by doing simple, kind acts.
Well, Roger Lyons and Mike Ross, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.